This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A Thai security officer was killed early on Sunday as Thai authorities tried to stop a soldier on a shooting rampage in a mall. That brings the death toll to at least 21. AP's Charles Iledesma has more on how the siege began.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese officials say the number of deaths from China's coronavirus epidemic jumped to 811 on Sunday. The toll is now higher than the global number of deaths caused by the severe acute respiratory syndrome virus nearly 20 years ago. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says misinformation about the coronavirus might be the most contagious thing about it.
At WHO, we're not just battling the virus, we're also battling the trolls and conspiracy theorists that push misinformation and undermine the outbreak response.
64 people on board a cruise ship off Japan's coast have tested positive for the virus. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says he understands the cruise ship quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they ensure the coronavirus doesn't spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
For more on the virus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. While the spread of the coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit, but there are preparations underway to deal with it if it comes. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing overall guidance to ministers of health on how to manage possible cases and prevent further spread of the disease.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Officials in Kabul say U.S. and Afghan forces came under attack in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. They are launching investigations into what the New York Times describes as a deadly shootout between Afghan and American soldiers during a joint exercise. The Times, quoting two Afghan officials, reports five or six American soldiers and six Afghan soldiers were killed. Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. Democrats are scrambling to gain an edge with voters on the last weekend before the party's next presidential nominating contest in New Hampshire. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's the candidate to beat President Trump.
There's still a lot of folks out there who are really starting to get worried. Worried that this fight against Donald Trump might not be winnable. You know, the way I look at this, I've been winning unwinnable fights pretty much all my life.
Senator Bernie Sanders says his victory in the New Hampshire primary 4 years ago showed his ideas are not too radical for the voters.
What New Hampshire showed is our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Once the front runner, former Vice President Joe Biden is beginning to reframe himself as an underdog.
I've never paid attention to all the front runner talk from the time I entered the race. Nothing in my life, like most of you, has come easily. My childhood struggle with stuttering, my tragedies like many of you have had in my family, nothing's been easy. But I persevered and I prevailed because that's how I was raised, like you have not.
Pete Buttigieg is ahead in the latest poll. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.